In this episode, we hear from Aston. Aston has got a range of talents and he speaks about how he has his own radio show, which is raising awareness all about autism. He also talks about his passion for dance and performing and his plans for the future.
Aston, could you just start by telling us about your radio station and kind of why you started it?
Well, I present at Gateway 97.8, which is in Basel and Essex. And I first joined there in 2013, but on the background side. But it took 2 years to train to become a presenter, which I'm doing right now. And I present a weekday daytime programme on 10 in the morning to 1 in the afternoon every single weekday. Then we do have backups anyway, which is brilliant. Another thing I do is the autism show, which I do an All Things Autism in Essex show every first Thursday of the month. And that's with Anna Kennedy OBE as well. And what we have on the programme is talk to people that could be parents, it could be carers, teachers, organisations that know people or know someone that's got autism or know someone that has autism, get their insights and also help them and also let people know what autism is to an extent. But the daytime programme, regular ones, I tend to play some music, but then sometimes I might be speaking to someone at the same time. And it could be like research. A lot of it is research, but a lot of it's down to what the theme is on the research a lot.
Brilliant. I think that gives a really clear picture of what you cover on the show as well, which is great. And you mentioned Anna Kennedy there, who's someone we've interviewed before for this podcast. So how did you kind of start working with Anna Kennedy? What's the story there?
Wow. Going back to, I think, 2013, someone that my mum, dad and I know, they said apply for Autism's Got Talent for 2014, but didn't get in that year. Tried again for 2015, got in that year. What happened there? I performed a bit of Elvis on that one, Suspicious Minds, and had to do all the action like the one he does in Vegas just for a laugh. But yeah, it's performance value. It's not about like going out there and being like them. It's just for performance. But through that, I had a scholarship at Pineapple Performing Arts, which I still do today, but obviously because of current situation, online classes at the moment. Mm-hmm. But and then a year later, AGT, where I first met Anna, became ambassador for a charity, and I still do a lot of promotion work and fundraise for her as well. So, for instance, like charity events, fundraise, help out at like expos where I can or AGT where I can, and do bits for her for the foreseeable as well, which is a brilliant charity. It raises awareness for autism, and Autism's Got Talent with it is like you show it's all people with autism, they showcase their talents, and it proves that everyone with autism does have a talent if they got the right feel for it.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's a really important message, I think, isn't it? Like looking at the talents and obviously promoting positivity. Like you obviously do that through your radio show, and you know, you get loads of people talking about research and different things. But I mean, me and you both know, Aston, and you might have personal experience that sometimes in the world, there's not always a positive opinion about autism, or maybe people don't always understand. So what do you think are some of the problems out there about how people view autism?
Wow. I know when earlier in the diagnosis, I was only about 2. My dad had a single tear run down his eye, and I was about 2 at the first diagnosis. But when my brother was at school, he was getting bullied because they was like, oh, yeah, your brother's got autism or something like that. It's not nice, really. And especially with Anti-Bullying Week coming up as well on that front, it's important to highlight that no matter what disability, no matter what you look like, it's equality that counts on that one, not cornered or being like what they call it, what the other words for it, and name it all, really. But you can't really say that inequality is the best way around it. It's equality that's the best way, not treating people like something else, which is sad to see on that front, especially people with autism and like people that know someone with it as well. They're getting bullied still because they know someone with autism, and it's like, really, come on.
You need
to really raise awareness for autism, not to have people bully them in that way. And I know this because of my brother getting bullied at school because of myself being diagnosed with autism, and sad to see someone like my brother getting bullied when he was at school.
And there are still, you know, lots of stories out there about that. And I guess my next question then is, and this is a really big question, Aston, whether me and you can kind of solve it is another matter. But how are we going to change that? Like, what's going to make a difference to make sure that those things don't happen anymore?
So Main thing is, if they're a parent or a teacher, they've got to persevere on that one, because otherwise, if you let them get away with certain things, they're not going to learn. And it's sad if they don't learn. They need to learn the rights and wrongs. But if it, like, I help, when I still go to a local performing arts school called the Dance Fantastic, and I was helping out kids with autism, in class, and I was saying to the main teacher running the class, I was like, you have to persevere with them and let them know what they can and can't do. And if they struggle to do something, you've got to be calm, you've got to be collective, and let them gradually get into what they got to do with the dancing, the singing, drama, etc., which is what I love doing as well. And that took me a while to get into the drama side on that front, and the dancing and the singing. But that's probably because of confidence as well. And some people with confidence, like people with autism, they might lack it to begin with, but then when they have that confidence, they're like, there you go, I want to be up there.
Yeah, definitely. I think some of the children have told me that actually from the multi-schools, like they set up a program called Reach Out, Speak Out, which is all about developing confidence in young people. Because like you said, Aston, it's really, really important, isn't it? And there might be some children out there that, you know, they're not quite sure if they want to speak out because maybe they do lack that confidence. Maybe even they want to set up their own radio station in the future. Who knows? What would be your advice to those children, Aston?
Well, obviously, if they want to take on like a performing, so dancing, etc., go to dance schools, especially ones in local areas that cater for people with autism as well. And there's a lot of them out there that would, to be fair. You just got to find the right one on that one. But radio-wise, it's best to be a volunteer, because then you can work your way up. Yes, you've got to have the training if you've got to be a presenter. You must have the training, because otherwise, if you touch something on the mixer and it goes like, oops, there you go. there you go. So that's one thing that you have to be careful with radio. You have to have the training. But something else I do as well is go into schools myself, which is like raise awareness for autism within schools, not just schools that are mixed abilities or just Senko-based schools, but actually mainstream schools as well that have got Senko units as well, to make them aware. And it's not just secondary, but juniors on that front. And what I do is talk to them about it and then show a little video, which is called This Is Me. And it's basically, I'm speaking about my end of autism. My parents are speaking about my diagnosis at the beginning, and then it goes into this little photo, and we've got some singers singing Funny Enough, This Is Me from The Greatest Showman, and it shows photos of my life all the way up to what I do now.
Oh, brilliant. Well, that Aston, I think that work is absolutely brilliant. I think that's the way that you're going to make a difference, is if you can get to young people and get young people to understand what it actually means. And you and other people that have been through that journey themselves are the best people to talk about it, aren't you? So how do you find that, Aston, when you do go into schools? Are children willing to listen and do they ask questions?
Occasionally, yes, they do ask questions. If it's the parents there, they will ask questions, but they wait until after the presentation's over to be on the safe side, because they might want to know how they can get their child diagnosed. And I say this from the bottom of my heart, early diagnosis is key. Not leaving it too late, because if you leave it too late, you don't know what you're going to cope with. And the likelihood of, if it's ADHD, if it's just autism or whatever comes under the spectrum, Asperger's is common late diagnosis rather than autism and ADHD, which is sad to see so many people getting diagnosed extremely late. Early intervention is the best way forward for getting diagnosed with autism. And it's sad to see the parents not getting that on all the time, and it's sad to see that medical facilities not catering to early diagnosis on that front. I was lucky back then.
Yeah absolutely, you're absolutely right. Again, the children we speak to, the families we speak to, echo everything you say, Aston, so we'll make sure, you know, you've made that kind of really, really clear from what you said. So I've just got one more question for you. You've done so much already with your radio station and the Pineapple Studios that you mentioned. So, but what are your kind of aims and plans for the future, Aston?
Well, hopefully, fingers crossed, 2021, the local dance school I'm at, which is Le Danse Fantastique in Basildon, the great guys, I have to say, it's mixed ability schools. It's people with autism, There's people with Downs as well, which attend. We've got someone with cerebral palsy as well, which is brilliant. It's catering for everyone. But fingers crossed 2021, we're doing a production of Shrek. I can't give away exactly the role I'm playing yet, because I do know what I'm playing, but I'm not going to reveal yet on that front. But let's just say on that one, it's going to be hard work on the role I'm playing, but I'll continue performing, especially with my local dance school. I continue with Annapurna Performing Arts. I also continue a lot with Anna Kennedy Online as well, with my ambassador role. Obviously, Gateway, I'll be continuing on that one for the foreseeable.
Yeah.
And carry on with the Team Avery stuff I do with me mum and dad on that front and the rest of the family. And we do nominations for Pamper projects as well every so often. So if people are willing to nominate someone for a Pamper, they can do so. They have to go to the Team Avery Facebook page to find out more information about that.
Brilliant. Yeah, what we can do is we can put the Team Avery Facebook page up with this podcast when it goes out, so that people know exactly where to go. And also, you know, if people listening to this, they might want to now tune in to your radio show. So just remind everyone once more, Aston, what it's called and when it's on.
It's called Gateway 97.8. So it's 97.8 FM on radio. You can listen to us online at gateway978.com and click on Listen Live. We've also got an app now as well, which, funny enough, you can download and listen to us on the Gateway 97.8 app on your smartphones. There's TuneIn as well, which you can listen to us. Telly as well, you can listen to us on the telly. Don't know what channel it is on telly, but you can find it on there as well. So,
yeah.
And it's weekdays, Monday to Friday, 10 in the morning to 1 in the afternoon that I'm on air.
Brilliant, fantastic. And I look forward to coming on there, Aston, as well, because I know we've got that plan for the future. And just wish you all the best for everything. It's really great hearing you, actually. And you can really hear like your radio voice come through really strongly. Like you sound like you should be on radio. You've just got a perfect voice for it, I think. So, well done for everything you keep doing. And thank you for giving up your time for this as well.
Not a problem, Kieran. And bring on whatever comes up next.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thanks, Aston.
The Maze and Colchester Parent Support Group are sponsoring this series of the Multi-Schools Lowdown. We offer support for families of children and young people with special educational needs in the Colchester area. To learn more and get in touch, please visit the Maze website, themazegroup.co.uk.
Everyone is different and special in their own way. We should be including everyone, so let's start today.